we go with the range that we had on the system of care flexible funding cuts, that it's a little difficult for me to argue in favor of restoring all these others when we have a lot of other budgets are coming down the pike. And so I guess I'd suggest that we go with what we put in already, and if something dramatic happens, I'm certainly open to whatever Senator Duncan would be interested in.
Senator Duncan.
Well, a quick question. You have the Eliminate Grants Pass Coalition, then I heard you mention Father Taft. I don't understand what the Grants Pass, that doesn't...
Can I explain that what the elimination funds for non-state programs, those are all lumped into one category.
And so they're all under this Grants Pass?
Mm-hmm. Well...
But the Father Taft deal is $34,000, I know.
Madam Chair, Senator Duncan, in our analysis... Yes. We lumped it in because the policy decision is in this budget. The governor chose not to fund programs that were not statewide in nature. And so overall it was a reduction of almost $700,000. That included the Father Taft program, the Grants Pass Coalition, Multnomah County Mental Health Partners, and I think a couple other programs. And we can get to that detailed list.
Okay. I guess before we lost,
Representative Schrader has a motion, and then I'll get back to you.
Oh, okay.
Just to see if I can, I think Senator brings up a good point that although it was the governor's desire to prioritize statewide programs and maybe some special non-statewide programs we want to give some deference to, and maybe we should set aside at least, say, $100,000 and add back priority to see if we can't restore at least a few of those.
That's my concern.
That'd be okay.
Is that fine with you, Senator Duncan?
That'd be fine. Okay. As long as they get the one I want in there within that
$100,000.
I'm fair.
So currently on our add-back list, we have the Systems of Care Flex Funds from a range of $2.1 million to $9.8 million. And then $100,000 for a non-statewide program. Is that correct?
Good.
And for any other discussion?
And we're deferring the COLA discussion.
Yeah. Right. We're deferring that till really in the end, see what the big picture is.
That makes sense.
A quick question, too. Eliminate Friends of the Children funding. Now, is that...
Madam Chair, Senator Duncan, that is one of the other non-state.
That's one of the other. Okay, that's one.
Any? Would you restate your motion now?
Madam Chair, I guess I'd like to suggest that the priority add backs for the subcommittee and the SCF budget would be restoring system care dollars from range $2.1 to $9.8 million. And set aside second priority would be $100,000 set aside for non-statewide programs to be determined before the end of session, and have a COLA discussion incorporating all the DHS divisions and make some decisions there also.
Representative Schrader moves that our ad back discussion is, our suggestion is $2.1 million to $9.8 for System of Care Flex Funds, and that we include $100,000 for non-statewide programs, and that we have the further discussion on the COLA that includes all of the COLA and not just this one. Did I state it correctly? Any further discussion? Yes.
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, generally for contracted providers, it would be 3.5% for the biennium. That's an average, depending on how is supplied. It may be applied annually, but it averages out to 3.5%. But for agency, it's 2.5%. For agency expenditures, SNS expenditures are 2.5%.
Senator?
I would like to have Ramona nod her head one way or the other. Is this the way she would do it? I'm just curious to see if we're, I think the record should note that she nodded her head. Yes.
We will not say which way. Is there any objections? Hearing none, it's approved and so ordered. I would ask for those of you who have not given me your list of issues and concerns, and if you have any requests for budget notes, that you do that, so that as we move forward, we can have some of this information ahead of time. It makes it a lot easier for LFO and others. I mean, we're doing very good in getting our budgets out, and I want to thank you for all your hard work. It's just beginning. And I will see you tomorrow. We are adjourned until in the morning.